Of course, you know, that's one thing I strive to do every day is get better. Every game, I want to go out there and make the most of my opportunities that I have and go out there and try to make as many plays as I can. And I've been kind of hitting my stride a little bit in my rookie year, but it's definitely plenty of things I can still work on, plenty of things I want to get better at.
The former Middle Tennessee Blue Raider says so far the ride with the Titans has exceeded even his big expectations.
It's most definitely everything and more. You know, this is a dream come true, you know, just for my family, you know, all my loved ones to be able to see me or to be able to be on this field, you know, and be a motivation to my siblings and to all my family back home is just an unbelievable experience and something that I definitely don't take lightly.
Back in April, Titans general manager John Robinson didn't hold a fourth-round pick because he had traded it in the deal to move up and draft Jack Conklin. Robinson figured Kevin Byard wouldn't last until the fifth round, so at pick number 64, the first pick in the third round, he drafted the Georgia native, a move Byard will never forget.
You know, it was definitely one of those moments where I was kind of, you know, speechless, you know, just to see my name go across the TV, to see Delaney or to hear Delaney to call my name, you know, it was an unbelievable experience. You know, I mean, I probably wasn't going to be there, you know, late in the third round or the fourth round, so he definitely made a great pick, and I'm also thankful to John Robinson and I let him know all the time, you know.
Kevin Byard says his personal welcome to the NFL moment came in the regular season opener against the Vikings, when he tackled running back Adrian Peterson.
It was incredible. You know, you're talking about arguably the best running back to ever live. Just to be able to get a tackle, two tackles on him, you know, before, you know, like I said, before he makes his way out of the game is definitely something that I always remember. Something I can tell my kids when they're watching NFL Network and they see a guy, Adrian Peterson, talking about one of the greatest running backs ever, I say, hey, I tackled that guy. So that was definitely a great moment for me.
Byard, who had 19 interceptions during his career at MTSU, had an interception in the preseason opener against the San Diego Chargers.
Firing the pass, intercepted, picked off, that's Byard, 40, Byard to the 30, Byard to the 25, breaks the tackle to the 20, he's to the 15, and he is finally tackled by Jones at the 13. Kevin Byard, Middle Tennessee State University's all-time leading interceptor.
But he hasn't recorded his first official pick in the regular season. It's Byard's longest stretch without one throughout his entire football career dating back to high school. The INT is something he thinks about frequently.
I mean, I think about that every day at practice. I think about that every day, you know, every game I play in. You know, I always want to go into a game or a practice. I want to get an interception every day.
Byard views the lack of an interception much like the team's struggles with creating turnovers.
I honestly feel like, you know, I haven't had a lot of bounces my way. The same thing with the whole thing where we haven't had a fumble throughout the whole season. The balls just haven't bounced our way. Guys are flying, but sometimes the way the game goes, it doesn't bounce our way. I know plays will come my way, and I'll make them when they come.
Most rookies face issues of fatigue throughout the final half of their first NFL season. Kevin Byard says his rookie wall is ever-present, and he hopes to bust through.
I know for a fact it's definitely a rookie wall. You definitely can hit it. But I think it's kind of a difference when you're actually in the mix. You're kind of a guy who actually is getting reps and actually playing. So you kind of have to stay in it mentally the whole time. Is it draining? Yes, it's definitely draining. It's something that I signed up for and something that I enjoy doing every day.
The Titans defensive backs are a tight-knit group. Byard credits everyone in the defensive back room for helping him develop throughout year number one.
You know, you got guys like Damian Stafford, Rashad Johnson, Denore Searcy. Even on the sideline when I'm in the game, they're trying to yell things out, yell tips. When we're in the meeting rooms, in the locker room, yelling tips and things like that. So, you know, all been a big help. I feel like we're all helped each other. You know what I'm saying? Just continue to push each other in that competitive drive and all of us to want to be the starter, to want to be the best. It's helped us all tremendously.
Like his teammates, Kevin Byard knows that a home win this afternoon against the Packers would be big as the second half of the regular season continues.
It's always great when we're talking about big games in November, because if you're playing big games in November, you're doing something right. So we definitely want to win these big games and try to make this run to the playoffs.